This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
David, we have our first studio guest.
And we keep on thinking that we know her.
I know.
And we but we're never quite sure.
But
she said that she's never been in before, so I reckon she's a liar.
Because we can't be wrong, can we?
No, we can't be wrong.
So we have Lisa Sullivan in the studio. Lisa's a curator at Geelong Gallery. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you both very much.
And welcome for the first time, obviously.
yes, but you do both look familiar. You must just be men about town.
Oh, that must be us. Yeah. Exactly. Now you're here, you're here to talk about a particular exhibition that's on at the Geelong Gallery, but we'd like to start off by having a bit of chat to you about, sure, about your sort of background. Now, we're always curious as to how people get into the arts and how they basically stay involved in the arts. So just curiosity, where did you start and how did you get involved in the arts and your love, where did the love come from?
Yeah, look, I think the love came very early on in my life. I was a regular visitor to exhibitions with family members and particularly the NGV. I grew up here in Melbourne. And I think I just got this real passion for art. Which saw me do an undergraduate in fine arts with teaching degree with the hope that I might be an educator in the field. I was really passionate about educative opportunities for students and lifelong learning, in fact. So I did my undergraduate. That led to a postgraduate in museum management and art curating. I worked at the Ian Potter Museum of Art at the University of Melbourne for about 7 or 8 years, doing a range of different projects and positions.
And what a great gallery space they are there, aren't
it's
they?
It's a beautiful gallery, yeah. So I did a sort of internship with them initially, and then when the new space opened back in 1998, I started working there and did a number of different curatorial projects there, which was great, and worked with what is a fantastic collection at the University of Melbourne. And then I started working in Geelong Gallery about 12 years ago, so I've been there for quite
So do you feel that Melbourne has the opportunities, I suppose, to sort of follow that path of, you know, a teaching and curatorial sort of work, I suppose?
I'd like to think so. I think it's a very competitive field.
Yeah.
And there are not nearly enough jobs for the fantastically talented graduates that are coming out of a number of the curatorial courses, unfortunately. Mm. But I think, you know, it's changing. I think the arts, the profile of the arts in Melbourne is strong. And I think, you know, the visitor numbers that I'm seeing at some of our major institutions, like the NGV, for example, really reflect that the arts are sort of coming into their own, I think. Certainly more so than, you know, when I first started out about 25 years ago or so.
Which
is super exciting. And, you know, I'm seeing great uptake from families, younger children, and it becomes a lifetime journey for them, which is really great. And you know, whether they make careers in the arts or not, I'm not sure. But you know, just knowing that the arts is part, an intrinsic part of people's lives, I think is critically important.
Well, there seems to be a lot more, David, in the sort of the time that we've been doing, there's a lot more regional galleries have opened
Absolutely.
Up over the last few years.
Or getting bigger.
Yeah.
You know, like always been there, but they're blossoming.
Becoming more prominent, you know, seems to be a bit of a trend, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Geelong Gallery's been there for over 120 years. So established in 1896, so it's been on the radar for a long time. But I think
tell people about that gorgeous story about that one painting that everyone, who was it? Andrew Lloyd Webber owned it.
Oh, yeah, A View of Geelong by Eugene Mongerard, which is one of the key works, really iconic work in our collection. It was, Mongerard visited Geelong. In fact, he landed in Geelong back in the 1850s, headed up to the goldfields, travelled back through Geelong before he came to Melbourne and set up his studio, and of course was a meticulous drawer. And then he painted this spectacular work, View of Geelong. It's a beautiful panorama of the Geelong region. Shows the Yuyangs in the distance, etc. It's just absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
And the painting itself was bought by Dalgetty, who was the wool merchant down in Geelong. He took it to England to remind him of the region in which he had worked and traded. And it was over in London for over a century before it came on the market back in the 1990s, I think it was. It was shown at Geelong Gallery to generate interest and passion with the thought that we might be able to acquire it, but we got pipped at the post by Andrew Lloyd Webber, who might have the odd dollar or two, and I like to laugh about the fact that, you know, the genius behind Cats, and of course, you know, Geelong's football team is the Cats. So there might have been some connection there, I'm not quite sure. But anyway, he took it back to England, but of course knew that the gallery was disappointed in not securing it, and did say that if he ever intended to sell it, he would offer it back to the gallery, which he honoured. He inflated the price considerably, but with a wonderful fundraising effort, which brought in all tiers of government and a huge amount of philanthropic bodies and individuals to support the acquisition, we secured it back in 2006.
And what a lovely story, because it really did bring the community together down in Geelong, didn't it?
You know, absolutely.
Like, you know, people were sending in $100 here and...
Oh,
you know,
people were wandering in and donating $2, and it all made a huge difference.
Wow.
And it then lends a sense of ownership to the community, which is vitally important, I think. And it's a work that we will never see lost from Geelong.
Yeah.
It will be permanently in our public collection.
But I think that, and is it just Victoria, or is it happening around the world, how you're saying, you know, the numbers are up in galleries, and what NGV is doing is just astounding. Is it just Melbourne, or is it happening around the rest of Australia?
I like to think it's happening around Australia. And I also think some really exciting things happen in the regional sector.
Yep.
And Victoria has a particularly strong regional network of galleries.
Well, they're the big towns, aren't they?
You
know, we're talking about you guys in Geelong, which is almost part of Melbourne now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is almost. Certainly felt like that on the train trip up today.
and of course, you know, Bendigo and Ballarat and then the Stan Gallery as well.
Shepparton
are doing great things.
They're doing amazing things as well. So it really is coming to the forefront, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think sometimes regional galleries, although we're quite small and modest in scale, I think we really punch above our weight. And, you know, they're often really exciting places for experimentation. And when you think about it, graduates don't come out of, you know, VCA or other significant colleges here in Victoria and go straight to a National Gallery of Victoria school exhibition, they need to carve out their careers.
Yep.
And that can sometimes be an exhibition, a fairly major exhibition at a regional gallery. So, you know, they're really important places for exhibiting, trialling things, testing waters. We also build fantastic collections, which are really important ways of supporting artistic practice by buying artists' work, getting it out there on the walls and sharing it with the community. So we do, I think we do great things.
Now, Ned Kelly, I think we've heard of that guy before. And so, you know, like, well, it all happened here in Victoria, and the folklore behind this man, you know, like, he was a crook at the end of the day. And, you know, the poor police, you know, like, we never talk about them in that era, but we talk about Ned Kelly. And, of course, the man that's made as painting an art form of Ned Kelly is...
Sidney Nolan.
Yeah. The abstract, but fascinating the way he's, led us down this path to a really beautiful art form.
Absolutely. And you've touched on something there, David, that's, you know, the way that we see Kelly is very much now through Nolan's eyes. And, you know, this series was painted 70 years ago. So many of us have really sort of grown up with that sort of iconic vision.
Yeah.
And indeed, you know, when you think of the Sydney Olympics, for example, that wonderful opening ceremony where Ned Kelly was represented as we see in Nolan's painting. So the two are really intrinsically linked. And yes, you're right. Not only did the Ned Kelly story and events happen here in Victoria, but so did this iconic series of paintings, in that they were painted by Sidney Nolan at Heidi Museum, or, you know, the Heidi Homestead, as it was then back in the 1940s.
And they were stored for quite a long time in the dairy milk shed.
They were.
Just laying there for, and it was quite a few years, wasn't it?
It would have been about 30 years, sorry. So they were painted sort of 46, 47. And then in 1977... Sunday Reid donated a substantial number of them, 25 of the original 27, to the National Gallery of Australia, which had really only just been formulated. It hadn't actually opened as a building yet, but they'd started collecting in anticipation, obviously, of this national institution. And she obviously had the foresight to realise Nolan was a very significant artist. She knew that while he was working there at Heidi back in the 40s.
Did she have an affair with him?
I think there's a little bit of a juicy story around that, a little bit of a menage a trois.
It would have been such a fascinating world that they were creating that.
Absolutely. And look, there's some fantastic books out there that sort of describe the relationship, which was quite passionate, I believe. But he left, Nolan left the paintings there at Heidi and left Heidi. But she obviously realised that, you know, this was a very important series of works that needed to be on the national stage and in our National Gallery.
Brilliant. How many have you got in this exhibition?
26. Right. So Sunday held on to 25.
Yep.
The 1948 exhibition, which was the first of Nolan's exhibitions on the Ned Kelly series, included 27 works. One of them was purchased by the Art Gallery of New South Wales. One of them was purchased by the National Gallery of Australia in 1972. Mm. So these additional 25 form with that first one that the NGA purchased. So it's a very substantial group of works, and has become, since its donation in 1977 and the opening of the National Gallery of Australia, those works have most generally been on display. So they've become a really iconic part of Australian art history.
Now, this is a bit of a coup for you guys down in Geelong to have this exhibition, isn't it?
Absolutely. We'd very much like to think so. We are the only Victorian venue for this national tour. The NGA don't release these works very often. Mm. It's been about 20 years since they last sent them out. They've been over to New York, they've been to London, but they don't send them out rarely. They send them out very rarely is what I should say. So we feel very fortunate to have them. And that's sort of come about through our wonderful relationship with our NGA colleagues and them identifying that, you know, it would be a terrific show for us to host.
Yeah, yeah. And it opens on the 2nd of March.
That's correct.
Right. And, you know, I actually said to Neil when we were getting ready for the show today, I said, I'm going to have to jump on a train and go down and see this exhibition because I'd never seen them in the flesh.
Oh, please do. I mean, they're quite spectacular. I'm very excited. We open the crates this week.
Right.
So Tuesday we have our NGA colleagues coming down to open the crates with us, check their condition after they've come from Perth, and we start hanging them. And it will be a really amazing experience. And I've got to say, it's very easy to get to Geelong, either by car, obviously, or using V-Line. And V-Line have come on board as one of the sponsors of the exhibition as well, which is great.
There's me doing a little plug for them, jumping on a train. Didn't even know I was doing it.
Lovely segue.
What can people expect from this exhibition? What do you hope that the people will take away from this?
I think this exhibition will appeal to a lot of people. I mean, as I said, we know the remnants of the story. I wouldn't say I'm an expert across the whole of the Kelly story, but this series, 26 panels, all painted in 1946-47 by Nolan.
And very contemporary, aren't they?
Very contemporary. It's the imagery, it's the sort of very flat treatment of the composition. It's also the colours. He was a painter that was using enamel paint, so average household paints. Mm. They're spectacularly bright and beautiful. They are stunning in that they merge two things that were very important to Nolan. One is the landscape and one is the stories that happen within those landscapes. A number of them are beautiful landscapes, and then a number of them actually pinpoint in on specific aspects of the narrative. And they're almost like a filmic sequence of the story of Ned Kelly.
Because it's, correct me if I'm wrong here, but isn't one or two of them with the gang in women's clothing?
Yes, Steve Hart, which he dressed up in a women's clothing, in a dress, was purportedly a disguise, obviously, to evade
the police.
Yep. And then, of course, a number of them in which we see Ned Kelly in his iconic helmeted visage.
Yeah, and it's very boxy, isn't it, the actual
headdress? It is. It's very boxy. And, you know, we know that he wore that helmeted visage, the metal outfit, only at a certain point of the narrative. But throughout this series, he's always depicted. For example, when it comes to the trial, one of the final works in the series, where he's there in front of Redmond Barry and the verdict has just been read out that he's going to be hung, he is wearing that helmeted visage. So it is a really iconic look that Nolan has depicted. Of course, he wouldn't have been wearing that in the trial itself, but throughout the series, that's the manner in which Nolan has depicted him.
And Nolan's insight to this is remarkable, really, isn't it? And to follow that, as you said, even the helmet in at the trial, just keeping the whole narrative, as you said, flowing.
Absolutely. Nolan was a voracious reader and he was passionate about the Kelly story. He had, in fact, read the 1881 Royal Commission into the police chase. He'd read J.J. Keneally's History of the Kelly Gang, which came out in 1929. He'd visited Ned Kelly Country with poet Max Harris. And his grandfather was actually one of the police officers that chased Ned Kelly.
Wow.
So he'd lived with the Kelly story much of his life.
Yeah.
And he was really passionate about it and wanted to bring in an emotional intensity, I guess, to look at the myth of Ned Kelly as much as the real true crime events.
Yeah.
And this series very much merges that. And indeed, David, you asked earlier what the visitor will experience. And indeed, they'll not only see the works, but they'll see a series of labels throughout the exhibition as well, in which we hear Nolan's voice. So there's commentary from Nolan about the significance of the series. But we also read excerpts from the Royal Commission and other press coverage of the time. So he was a thorough researcher and very passionate about the theme of Ned Kelly.
Right. Wow. Can't wait. What's it called, the exhibition?
Sidney Nolan's Ned Kelly Series.
Right. Oh, wow. Imagine that.
Very straightforward.
And where's it on?
It's on at Geelong Gallery from the 2nd of March through to Sunday the 26th of May.
Now, where is the gallery when you get into Geelong?
Well, I'd encourage listeners to hop off the train at Geelong Station. So there's a number of, there's South Geelong, North Geelong, but hop off at Geelong Station and it's a very easy 3-minute walk through Johnston Park to the gallery. You'll see a huge big building, which is the spectacular domed library, and we're right next door to that. So it's a really pleasant stroll. There's some great cafes in the area. You can make a half day or a full day trip of it. So it's a very easy way to get down to Geelong.
Thank you so much for coming in today, and lovely to meet you, even though we think we have, I don't know, way out, in another life.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Neil. Lovely to see you.
Thanks, Lisa. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.